Thank you for calling. How can I help? No, you will not be able to do it from there. I can do it from my side. You also have a phone line, right? Your address is 33 Cedarway Street. Trying to log into your modem, let's see what happens. Why do you want to change? Any particular reason, sir? No, that will not automatically connect, sir, because it's a complete different modem altogether. So even if you change the name and the password again, all your devices needs to be connected manually. Okay, anyways, if you are insisting, I'll change right now. Tell me the username you want to keep. N capital. Yeah, Netgear. Then that's it. Netgear underscore 5G or Gear dash 5G. G capital. Okay, what would be the password for both the network? SAMGSUNG Samsung 1. That's it? Oh, SAMSUNG 1. Applying to the normal Netgear network, then I will apply to the Netgear dash 5G. No, it is. I can share the IP address and the. You can log into the modem also. Now, can you check? I have changed both the network name and the password. That's what I said, it doesn't happen automatically. If you just change the name, again you have to manually connect. SAMSUNG, the number one. It's showing in my system that on the normal Netgear, 8 devices are connected, and on the 5G, 1 device. Yeah, so as I said, 8 devices to normal Netgear and 1 device to 5G. S22. You're welcome, sir. Anything else? It's better you give us a call, because if you get in the device and there is some other settings problem, there will be, again, we have to send you a modem and all. Welcome, sir. Bye.